Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tony Tarasco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Doug Drabek. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. Palmeiro moves to second. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. That's a pickoff. Bell moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabek covering, for the out. 1 out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Webster hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mudin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fabregas for the out. Mudin moves to second. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Mudin moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mudin scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Anderson scores. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tarasco throws the ball into Palmeiro who tags Bell trying to return to first, for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Hammonds. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Hammonds steals second. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tarasco is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hammonds moves to third. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mouton strikes out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Durham, and into shallow right field. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Palmeiro. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Durham applying the tag. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen strikes out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Durham reaches second base with a double. Guillen moves to third. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Durham steals third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammond's. Mouton reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mouton scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hammonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Pete Incaviglia pinch hits for Tony Tarasco. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Incaviglia hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hammonds moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia now playing left field. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing right field. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Roberto Alomar. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabule hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Palmeiro is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Palmeiro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rebule now playing second base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing first base. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Simas now pitching. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Incaviglia is 0-for-1 in the game. Incaviglia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Williams now pitching. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fabregas hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-3 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Incaviglia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webster hits a pop-up into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick moves to third. Jeff Rabiulle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabiulle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabiulle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick scores. Anderson moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Tony Castillo now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Palmeiro strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.